This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One of these days, I'm going to figure out how to set up a permanent studio at the University of Mary so I can stare at those bluffs in the Missouri as I broadcast live like I am today from this wonderful campus of the University of Mary. Hi, everybody. Next hour, we'll begin a wonderful day at the University of Mary, recognizing another virtuous leader. Really looking forward to that. Jim Marthod was the impetus for this award. Great oil and gas and public servant leader in North Dakota. And just a good, good man. And he was the spark for that. Others have been given the award. Kathy Nesset is another. And today, well, I can't tell you yet. I can't until I get the word that it's official. I can't. But next hour, for sure, we will. So stay tuned for that. Well, a fun little interview. Monsignor James Patrick Shea, the president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, both be here, and the recipient of the latest University of Mary Virtuous Leader Award. You know what virtue is? When I say virtue, what do you think? It's something that is a wonderful goal to attain. Few get there all the time, but because we all have human flaws, but it is the habitual choosing of what is good. To be virtuous is to have the habitual choosing of what is good. One of the things I love about the University of Mary is these kids walking this campus, this beautiful campus. I'm across from the Crow's Nest. Wonderful gift from Stephen Eileen Shield and this marvelous Lumen Vitae Center. That is such a wonderful part of the ebb and flow of what's going on here. What I love about the schools is virtue is something they're teaching. They're challenging the students to, you know, grab a hold of and be part of. And public schools do a good job too of teaching, of education. But it's like okay, we're going to teach you to drive without the steering wheel, right? Well, how do you wait a minute? When I get in a car, there's a steering wheel. The car has no steering wheel. Well, you know, I mean, that's what I, you know, in my mind, think of when I think of, you know, an education that teaches a whole person and where you can talk about virtue and you can talk about faith and you can talk about character and that being, you know, part of the equation. So it's fun to be here. Enjoy being here. All that next hour on the program we call What's on Your Mind? And love to hear what is on your mind today. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Quick programming note. Back to Arizona next week for this program. That's right. About a dozen members of Congress, including, by the way, Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator Cassidy, Senator McSally, several House members, including Biggs is one out of Arizona who's been very good on border issues, McClintock out of California, Duncan Hunter, tireless, Stauber from Minnesota, freshman member, represents the Iron Range up there, will be there. Dusty Johnson from South Dakota will be there. Kelly Armstrong would be there, but I understand he is going to be looking at some offshore oil rigs, actually, with Congressman Steve Scalise. So, anyway, but a big contingent will be down there. And then I'll be headed back to the White House. I know, I can't believe it myself, but they called yesterday and said, hey, we're having an event just for talk radio, just about opportunity zones. And we have about 25 opportunity zones that Governor Doug Burgum declared, because this is a deal where the governors designate the opportunity zones, and then the federal Tax Cuts and Job Acts of 2017 says here's an incentive, a tax incentive for people to help build these up. And so, We're talking about 15 counties, Barnes, Benson, Burley, Cass, Dickey, Emmons, Grand Forks, McKenzie, Morton, Rolette, Sioux, Stutzman, Walsh, Ward, and Walls that all have these. So I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about why the areas were picked in the U.S. that were picked, and also, you know, just talk a little bit about what's available for this. So, honestly, I've not followed much of it. I knew it existed. I remember seeing the press release from, you know, Governor Burgum, but that's about the extent of it. So, telephone numbers to join the conversation today. You get to tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Todd is off on a little vacation. Good for him. So, you got me. And you can text me at 701-367-2054. Kevin Flynn has the bumper music today. So the pressure's on Kevin. They know you're selecting the bumper music. So just so you know. Yeah. Just so you know, kind of a tough bar to meet there. Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, will join us on the at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about how the legislative session is going so far. And, you know, there's always games that are played in the legislative session, and, you know, it's called politics, right? I get that. So I'm not naive to think, but I am naive enough to think, you know, could there ever be a deal where you say, okay, House Republicans, Senate Republicans, Governor's Office, House Democrats, Senate Democrats, here is the landscape of what we have in the way of dollars to invest in different programs. Can we hear everybody's priorities and let's just go to work and then, you know, work around the edges there a little bit, okay? And go to it. Yesterday, I'll give you an example. It's a little thing, but, you know, Moody's, you've heard of Moody's, right? They have to, you know, put together all the information of, okay, what's oil price going to be? How much is North Dakota going to produce? Okay, grain, soybeans, you know, all the ag products. Okay, you know, everything. They just put everything into one pot and have to, you know, lay out a roadmap to say, okay, here's what you're going to have in the way of spend. It's kind of lays everything out. And Moody's is a bit of a gold standard. They don't get it right always, but, you know, they're pretty darn good, right? So some legislative leaders, actually specifically, you know, Jeff Delser, the House Appropriations Chair, in this case, and before him, Al Carlson, were big on, you know, why do we have to listen to what the governor's, you know, forecast says? Let's do our own. So they hired, and I forget how much money, but it wasn't free, another group to come in. The group that came in, by the way, didn't even know what the price of oil was in North Dakota, so I wasn't all that impressed with this group. It's some acronym, I can't remember. So yesterday, in some committee, they say, you know what, we're not going to fund that Moody's report anymore. So they first start by saying we want our own report and are going to pay the taxpayers money for it. And then they say, no, we're not even going to have a Moody's report. Now, again, does that matter to somebody milking cows today? Does that really matter? Somebody getting ready for, you know, the planting season? And, you know, in the big picture, no. But, yes, it does. You want a solid forecast. You want to know what truly is there to spend, what is truly there to invest. And these are the kind of little shenanigans that they play. I don't like that stuff. So we're going to talk to Chet Pollard about that a little bit today on the program and get his take on the legislative session. Anything in particular you're watching in the legislative session that you want us to keep an eye on for you? I guess the most contentious that I can think of yet to come and be debated is something you've asked about, and it's still awaiting some more debate, and that is the bill related to you know, private land, who's responsible for posting, and they came up with this innovative way to post but do it electronically. So the farmer doesn't have to go out. It's, you know, it's one that sort of, you know, mostly by the rhetoric and debate around it pits, you know, sportsmen against landowners, which I don't really like because there's a lot of landowners that are sportsmen, so that's silly. Number one. Number two, I don't care if it's a sportsman or the man on the moon. If someone owns a piece of land, that's something that their blood, sweat, and tears bought. And they have the right to say, you know, yes or no. And, you know, so this idea that unless it's posted, I can go on your land, to me is just like nuts. It's like foreign language to me. I don't understand it at all. Really kind of crazy. So anyway, that's one yet to come. But if there's any others, I'd certainly welcome hearing from you on things you want us to dig into or find or whatever. So you can call us about that at 258-0550. Or text us if you'd like to text us. And then one other thing I want to talk about is I don't know if you caught this, but it was a federal judge, I believe it was Ninth Circuit, big surprise, yesterday, that essentially said that the judge applying the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States to a ruling that applies to people that are not citizens of the United States, that in fact are people trying to enter while claiming asylum, that somehow it would be unfair to hold them or, you know, have Mexico hold them, and then we decide their asylum process. So in other words, they get the due process as it's afforded through the asylum process by the law, but they do so while they remain in Mexico. Now, mind you, we're talking about people from El Salvador. We're talking about somebody from Guatemala, Honduras. These are all countries south of Mexico. Okay, and these are people who come from these countries seeking asylum. They're trying to get away from bad things that are happening in their country, they claim, into Mexico. Okay, I made it. I'm free. This judge is saying, ooh, that Mexico, you can't be in Mexico. That's not safe. You got to be in the United States. So we now have to build these facilities because they're flooding in. Wow. Are you kidding me? This will go all the way to the Supreme Court. But this, folks, is insanity. This is your courts now, you know, saying, and by the way, last time I checked, a lot of people vacation in Mexico. I don't think this is some horrible, awful place. You know, I think there's some places asylum seekers can find in Mexico to, you know, stay on a beach there for a month or so. I don't know. Is that wrong? You tell me.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lemoore counties in North Dakota, Clay, Norman, and Manoman counties in Minnesota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, live from the University of Mary and Bismarck today. brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Over 100 years. Over 100 years. They've been doing what they do. So the folks at H.A. Thompson, they get up today. They get in those vans and trucks and head out all over the place, and they do some good work. Some of the best work they do is for big companies, big manufacturing names that you would know, where they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance for the building, the operation. They do this for business owners and building owners, about 600-plus buildings now throughout the Northern Plains. So they've got the mechanical heating and cooling systems, and that is a bit of certainty on the bottom line that's very essential to building these businesses. Find out more about that at hathompsonandsons.com, 701-223-3393. They have a little video there that explains the whole darn thing. You can check that out and find that pretty interesting. Just want to finish on the border thing a minute here. As I was saying before the break, this judge, I mean, I don't know about you, but it's very easy to sort of hear these decisions come down and just feel like you're kind of drinking from a fire hose to keep up with them. Right? Just what is going on? But again, I want to say, this judge, who is sworn an oath, okay, sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, taking the laws passed by the Congress, elected by the people, applying them to the Constitution, and he actually takes a position against the Trump administration that says, no, you can't ask Mexico to hold people who have crossed Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, seeking asylum in the United States. You can't hold them there while we check their asylum claim for validity. He is, this judge now, a U.S. judge, using the Constitution and the laws of the United States, is worried about these people being in Mexico. Now, I'm glad he's compassionate. That's wonderful. Compassionate with your money, of course, but very easy for those on the left to do. But look, do we seriously think this is a horrible thing that would happen in Mexico? What we're doing is putting up a big giant magnet, a big giant stamp on our forehead that we're dummies. Come on over. That's what we're doing. You can't make this up, folks. You can't make it up. Our judge. Now, sometimes when I talk about this, and I talk about the wall and everything else, I tend to think here, okay, all right. These are human beings, right? Let's assume they are in a bad situation in Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala. Are we being, in other words, this happens. We have people here that are seeking asylum. They come to the United States. The idea is it's in manageable numbers, and we can decide, yes, are you in or yes, are you not. Now they're flooding our system. We have the Flores decision, so we have to let them go. It's really brutal. I think the most humane thing, I think the thing that if we did it, I wouldn't have to ask, you know, are we doing the right thing for our fellow man and woman here, regardless of what country they come from? The best thing we could do is to make it very, very difficult to cross our border. Make it very, very difficult to get in here unless you have a claim that's real on asylum. That's humane, isn't it? And if you do that, then these people will not take up the offer of these mules and these traffickers and exploit money out of these poor people to come here. Am I right or am I wrong? You tell me that. All right, a couple questions on the legislative front. Please ask about SB 2010. It's a bill that has to do with fire department funding. It covers all fire departments and provides insurance reserve funds back to the department. These funds are used to replace and purchase equipment. We need to make that whole again and take the sunset off the bill. At one time, it was all going to the fire department, but at one point, Bismarck decided a percentage should go to the general fund. I'm telling you, folks, those kind of games go on all the time. I am aware of that because we had the Garrison Fire Chief on not long ago, talked about this piece of legislation, and again, it clearly states those funds go to the fire departments. Okay, so you pay your insurance premium, and a percentage of that goes to the fire departments to what? Protect your home, right? At some point, the legislature said, maybe we should have some of that money. Now, last time I checked, the state legislature does not protect homes from fires. You know, it's again, it's somebody saying, I want that pot of money, I want that pot of money. And you know, squirrel it away here, squirrel it away there. It's really, it's kind of crazy. I live in Dickinson, says this texter. I haven't had mail in 3 days. Wonder if anybody is able to find out what's going on with their mail service. Most times when we get comments like that, there is some misunderstanding where they're holding your mail by mistake because somebody else is on vacation and they wrote down the wrong address or whatever. So I think that'd be isolated, but I'd go down to the post office, obviously, or call the post office and say, what's going on here? But if anybody else in Dickinson hasn't had mail for 3 days, you let us know. Texter says, you need to explain how the electrical grid in the United States works to Trump. All the generation is connected together, so if you lose a plant, the electricity will keep flowing. He keeps saying if the wind doesn't blow, you can't watch TV if there are wind generators in your area. You'd think a man like Trump, who knows more about technology, could figure out the grid. I think the president's having fun with the green. He seriously believes if the wind doesn't blow, it won't be television. One thing about Donald Trump that you have to realize is he's got a pretty good sense of humor. I laugh my butt off every time he says that. I think it's hilarious. But again, he's mocking the Green New Deal, which is full of fantasy. So I don't think that's real. But thank you for that. Thank you for that suggestion. Nonetheless, yes. Texter says, good morning, Scott. I wanted to send you some pictures of what it looks like downtown Seattle, Washington. This is a terrible sight, and I'm disgusted with our government letting this happen to our country. And they want more immigrants keep pouring into the country. As North Dakota, our great state, would double in handling all of these illegal aliens. Yeah, so it looks like a lot of homelessness. I'm looking at a bunch of tents and a few cardboard boxes and a few other things. Thank you for that, Jason, appreciate your call. Love our listeners. Adam says, the civil asset forfeiture bill and one other. I can't recall for the life of me. Those are the two that you're wondering. Well, I can't check into the one you can't recall for the life of you, but I can find out where the civil forfeiture bill is for you as well. Another says, Scott, I feel like this is a beating a dead horse, but it's extremely foggy in central North Dakota this morning. I was driving earlier. Half the cars don't have their headlights on. Please, if you have a newer vehicle, turn the switch off of auto and all the way on so your headlights come on. Somebody is going to get killed. Comes up every time we have fog. Appreciate that. Texter says, Dickinson Post Office does not answer their phone. You want us to try them? Say, hey, come on. Another texter. Scott, why doesn't someone put together a pricing sheet to put a dollar amount each illegal cost taxpayers? Food stamps, medical housing, education. If people knew the actual cost for each illegal, they would freak out. Yeah, it's one of the reasons it's the hardest number to get. Dave Pepcorn in Fargo has been trying to get that for some time. And they say, well, we don't keep those stats. But it's a good point. 928, this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinman. We'll chat with Chet Pollard when we come back. House Majority Leader.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr making his first appearance on Capitol Hill since releasing a summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report. He's before the House Budget Committee for a hearing that's just getting started, where he's expected to get a lot of questions about his release of that summary of the report. Barr also says he'll give lawmakers a redacted version of it by the middle of the month, but Democrats are demanding access to the full unredacted report and all the substantiating evidence. Iran's government has just declared U.S. Central Command a terrorist group, naming the U.S. government a sponsor of terror. Yesterday, the Trump administration declared Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist group. The March Madness is over.
The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA National Champions.
That is heard last night, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back at What's On Your Mind with the University of Mary. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council, helping develop affordable, reliable, clean, lignite-generated electricity for you. Some great things happening right now. That's right. Enrollment's open for the annual Lignite Education Seminar. Folks love that. Teachers have learned so much about this important industry in North Dakota. Also, there's a new study out that shows the benefits of using CO2 for enhanced oil. That's darn good. And the Tesla. The Tesla survived a North Dakota winter. How about that? No kidding. Jason Bohr was driving that, Lignite Energy Council, and, you know, it did it. Got to plug it in at home right now. There aren't charging stations, but, you know, that's kind of interesting. And you know, this has just got to drive the Green New Deal people crazy. But if you don't have lignite energy, you don't have electrical cars. Because what do you think powers the electrical cars? Yes, this is what I'm saying. Find out more about everything that's happening at lignite.com. Also, secureenergyfuture.com as well. All right, back on What's On Your Mind. We are live at the University of Mary today. A virtuous leader will be awarded a special award from the university next hour. We're going to meet that person right here. You want to stay tuned to find out just who that might be. I'll tell you before we're done. Right now, though, we're going to find out what's happening in the state legislature. Chet Pollard is... one second. I want to get Rod and Bismarck in here. He's waiting to talk about headlights, too. We had a call about that, and then we'll get to Chet. Hey, Rod, what's on your mind?
I heard your comment about driving with headlights on the fog. I think... Seatbelts are really important if you're in an accident, but if you ever want to prevent an accident, you drive with your headlights on all the time, day or night. I'm a retired truck driver of about 40 years experience, and I'm going to tell you the most important thing is being visible, and your headlights make you visible.
So make a point of finding out, are my headlights on or not? Next time you fill up, just get around the front of the car. Are they on or are they not? And in the fog, they need to be on. And you know, the auto thing's got to go away. I won't, you know, either get it on auto and know it works when it's foggy, or just put it on yourself so you know it's on. Good point, Rod. Appreciate the call. Good reminder for everybody. Texture says, I agree with everything you said about the border. It's coming. It's coming. You ready? But, I knew it, you're applying rational thinking and dealing with irrational people. These judges don't care about the illegals. They just want to deter our president. Also, I firmly believe there is power players funding this migration. I don't disagree. This is all designed to flood the system, and people blame Trump. You didn't build the wall fast enough. You didn't do it. Your policies didn't. But the judges, the swamp, they're all against him, absolutely. Chet Pollard is the House Majority Leader. Caught up with him yesterday and got a chance to sit down and talk about a number of things in the legislative session. And first and foremost, just wanted to find out from the leader how, in his view, the legislative session is going.
Well, the top takeaways, I think, of course, the budget's always on the top of the agenda of everything we're doing. So the appropriations committees on both the House and the Senate are going full bore to get their budget bills out so we can get them to conference committee. You know, so this time of the session, you've got the policy committees. Those conference committees are starting up. And in fact, just before I came down, I know Representative Hedlund said, well, we had a conference committee, it lasted 11 minutes, and we got one settled. So that's only one out of many. So anyway, we're to that part of the session where a lot of things will happen fast. Of course, when you come to the floor, you'll see a lot of legislators sitting waiting for conference committee appointments. So we're to that part of the session. So
That's a good thing. I want to ask you about prairie dog legislation. We talked earlier with the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford a little bit about the angst out there about property taxes, and very much hoping that those dollars and that investment back to the cities, counties, and townships will translate to property tax relief, something this body has tried to wrestle with for some time in different forms or fashions. Do you think this will be the successful venue that will get taxpayer relief on the property side?
You know, when we had Operation Prairie Dog going through the legislative process, those discussions were brought up. But, you know, most of the discussions centered around the need in the local political subdivisions for these road fixtures, for the infrastructure fixtures. Now, when they had the signing ceremony, you know, Governor Bergen brought up that this should be some sort of property tax relief. I would like to see that, but I don't know if that's going to happen, because I'm also hearing, well, no, there could have been twice as many dollars going to the local political subdivisions, but I hope there will be some relief because of that. But I know there's a lot of need out there.
You're in the final weeks here, and it all comes down to how much money is left to invest, and we decide whether this idea is worthy of the funding or not, right? I mean, that's pretty much what's happening right now. What's left to spend, and what's a worthy idea for those expenditures? A lot of times, you know, good ideas, reform ideas at this point get killed because the dollars aren't there. Are you confident you're dealing with a good, basis point on what the dollars to spend are? Like, for instance, on the SIF fund, there's some debate about how much is there and available. Same thing on the legacy fund. Your appropriations chair, Jeff Delzer, is very fond of sort of hiding the ball a little bit sometimes and stuffing some funds away. And, you know, we all want to be fiscally prudent, but at the same time, you know, if you're sacrificing reforms and good ideas because, you know, money isn't there that really is there, it's disappointing. Where are we at with that?
Well, and I think when you talk about that, I think what really comes up is the $200 million that when we did the revenue forecast, we had dropped the revenue off the legacy funds down to $100 million. And that wasn't a reason to say that we didn't want to spend that other $200 or $300 million. It was that, at least on the House side, we would like to see the spending out of the legacy fund only be $100 million. And the reason why that is because those dollars don't become available until the last day of the biennium of that year. So anything in the legacy fund when we're dealing with 1921, you know, those dollars don't become available from the treasurer's office until June 30th of 2021. And we're saying we shouldn't be spending those dollars before. Now, talking about as far as our books, if you take a look at the last budget status report, you would see, I think it says somewhere that we're to the negative anywhere. One week it'll be $791 million, and then you'll see the next week it'll say $814 million. Now, those differences normally get taken care of, and the reason they get taken care of, because one of them is because of the SIF fund. And that SIF fund right now currently is showing on the forecast from Legislative Council, we're going to have about $860 some million in there. Well, if you take a look, that we got a negative $800 million on an average negative balance, that tells you that we're emptying out that SIF fund to balance our books with a $50 million general fund ending fund balance. Now, you can turn and go on again, because there was some presentations to like the Industrial Commission showing that 861, and then showed another $1 billion that we would have available in the SIF for the 1921 biennium. And if you take a look, and if you do a 4% average on what we're spending, you know, and say, okay, it's going to be a 4% increase. And if you figure the inflators like DHS and education is a 2 and 2, it shows that we're going to spend $999 million. So that $1.0 billion, that can be taken up if, you know, but those are all revenue pictures for basically 2 to 4 years from now. But that would show we would need the rest of that SIF money to balance that out. So the House has been a little more careful as far as the spending of what they're looking at. So we're just a little more apprehensive than what we're seeing. You're also seeing a lot of bills. As an example, Senate Bill 2275 died in the House, but that had a half a billion of bonding, and that would have stuck the that bill failed. But what that does is sets up 15 bienniums or 30 years that we're guaranteed $50 million in bonding payments. You know, when you put Operation Prairie Dog out there at $250 million and you just add that other $50 million, now it's $300 million that we have to go on with our costs to continue. And there's other bonding bills. There's buildings for build, you know, bonds for buildings for the university system. And then
is that a good idea?
For bonding for buildings? We either got a bond for buildings or we don't build them. Now, does Dunbar Hall need to be built in NDSU? Yes, it does. It's got some huge life and safety skills. So we need to find a way to take care of that.
You know? But as far as flood projects or other things, you don't support the bonding of those?
Not right now, no, because like the flood project, those are dollars that are coming from the Water Resources Trust Fund, and so we're trying to figure out how we take care of all the water projects in the state and still be fair to the FM diversion, you know, but we still got people like Minot. I think they're on the, for a $67.5 million that we promised them the last biennium, but they actually got another $30 million of shovel-ready projects. Now, do we need to get that taken care of? That's got to all be in the talk as far as how do we spend those water resource funds.
So. Speaking of flood protection and projects, obviously, you know, Fargo is
1 minute
significant sum of dollars from the legislature to finish the diversion project. You know, Corps officials and others, the governor, Senator Hoeven, have said the state's actually being asked to put in a lower percentage than is the average in most, getting a pretty good bargain out of this deal, but it's still a lot of money. Will that happen?
There's a lot of money. What you're going to think I see will see coming out of House appropriations, unless it changes.
30.
From the Senate, I think it had $103 million in it, you know, with legislative intent for those last couple of years going into 27, 29. And I think what you'll see is the House is going to come in at that 703 figure, but we've got to get it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3
matches, but we aren't at the $870 million level yet.
You're really going to listen closely to follow all of these numbers and get a grasp on those for sure. It's Chet Pollard. We're chatting with the House Majority Leader from Bismarck today. We're at the University of Mary. More of our conversation with him coming up in just a little bit. You know, this is one of the things that is, you know, frustrating me. I've not really gotten to the bottom of it, but, you know, the way you can sort of, you know, it's sort of like that whole deal where you know, you heard Brent Sanford yesterday, Lieutenant Governor, talk about, okay, easy math, you know, let's just operate from the premise that here's what we have to spend. But the legislature prefers to take it out and then put it back in. You know, why that is, I'm not quite sure yet, honestly. I don't know exactly why they do, you know, what they do. But, you know, it just doesn't seem to make much sense on how exactly they sort all this out and get it done. So one big win yesterday I haven't had a chance to really talk about is the Fargo diversion, however. That is something we obviously chatting with Chet about as well. But I know $300 million was requested. They aren't quite to that $300 million number yet, but did get to $133 million, right? And also, you know, got some buy-in on kind of the strings that come with the money as well. So I'd say biggest day yet for the diversion funding in the legislature yesterday. So that's a good sign, too. Okay, more of our conversation with Chet Pollard, House Majority Leader, coming up. We'll talk a little bit about one other little deal related to legislative forecasts and much more. University of Maryland.
Walk away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockabraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
I think that might be Johnny Cash's debut. Right? Might be his debut.
It was his debut. It was
no. I mean on the show. I mean that's. I don't know that he's. I don't know that he's made an appearance before, which is a crying shame. So good catch there. Good catch. I love it. That's beautiful. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. We're live at the University of Mary today. On the program brought to you in part by the North Dakota Safety Council. Have you selected one of those game-changing, life-saving, injury-preventing training sessions we've been talking about yet? I know this is one of those things that sort of sits back there and you say, I really, really ought to do this. And it's why we do what we do with Safety Talk for the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance, is tell you about these things that are happening. In fact, loss control services offerings and safety discount programs is something the folks from Workforce Safety do very well. They have two education sessions coming up in Bismarck, April 16th, 2 to 4, April 17th, 9 to 11. They also, by the way, have an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses there. Get a hold of WSI, let them know about that. They'll take care of you there. And there's also a claims 101 training session. So this is, okay, you know, injury reporting, the timeliness of that. What is a work injury? Who's who in a workers' comp claim? Designated medical provider, claims management philosophy of WSI, all of that. And there's, let's see, April 17th, there's one on the calendar for that, 9 a.m. See what I'm saying? NDSC.org, workforcesafety.com, saving lives, preventing injuries. It's what we do. We love doing it, without question. So somebody out in our audience is following this very closely, said, from what I can gather, this looks like what the legislative leaders do is they take revenues from that SIF fund. That's the one that does the prairie dog funding, the surge bill last time. You know, it's kind of the when there's money there, they have money to spend, right? So this emailer, texter, is wise to the fact that when dollars go there, you put the revenues in the next biennium, but keep the spending in the current biennium. So then you could say, well, we're short. There's nothing here to spend. So then you come up short for, the upcoming biennium and the next biennium. And unfortunately, a lot of folks buy into that. When I say a lot of folks, I'm talking about the House Majority Leader, the Senate Majority Leader, they buy off on it. And what bugs me about this, that isn't transparent, number one. Number two, that isn't a true picture of what we have to invest, right? I don't like it because I think we have enough to invest. I think we have enough for tax relief, and I just want the real picture out there. So that's why we get into the weeds a little bit on this for you folks. We're doing our best. So let's pick up with Chet Pollard in our conversation. We taped this actually yesterday at the Capitol, and this, I brought this up earlier in the program, just as kind of one of the examples of some of the little games that get played, about this rumor that's no longer a rumor. This is actually happening in an amendment that yesterday came out. And I don't remember exactly where, but I'll find out. It doesn't matter. It's happening. And what it would do is take the Moody's forecast and defund it so that there's no longer a Moody's forecast, which is, again, the kind of gold standard that the state, the governor uses to say, here's the revenue picture. And so they get rid of that one, and then they go with their own and just pay for the one. I asked Chet Pollard, would you support that?
Well, you know, Moody's is a forecaster that does an all-around economic forecast for everything, whether it's ag commodity prices or whether it's oil prices, you know, everything. Now the IHS is of a more limited scope. Now, I couldn't support giving all that responsibility to IHS because they aren't capable of giving us a full revenue forecast. Now, if there's someone out there that could do the same thing at Moody's, we should take a look at that in a competitive bid. But I haven't seen that yet. You know, at this time of the session, there are a lot of rumors going around. We haven't been as happy with Moody's forecast that they did 2 and 4 years prior. And so this time they were better. Now, do we need to have another company? I wish we could and get a competitive, but it's got to be an all-around revenue forecast company that we work with. It just can't be limited in scope.
What do you and your caucus think about the job Governor Burgum's doing right now, would you say?
I can't speak for the other caucus. I'll talk to myself. I've met with Governor Burgum. It's almost weekly, and I've enjoyed my conversations with him. He's like anybody else here, you know. He's from the executive. He's from the business world. He doesn't like to take no for an answer. Hey, we don't like to take no for an answer unless it's spending, and then you'll hear the House says no a lot. But I think he's fine. And there's some things we're going to agree on. Needless to say, I didn't agree with him when he vetoed the driver's license, but that's fine. We'll have other issues going on. He's doing his job. He's out. His folks are out working for his agenda. We've got our agenda. Sometimes we're going to agree, and sometimes we're not going to agree.
Chet Pollard, House Majority Leader, talking about his take on Governor Burgum's performance. Interesting conversation. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you got a little better picture of how things are working right now in the state legislature. Take a break. Come back and chat with our University of Mary guests. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. After this, don't go away.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. We're all starting to think spring, baseball, fishing, camping. I love it all! And I love me some Pizza Corner Pizzas. Made with quality meat and veggie toppings and loaded with cheese, Pizza Corner Pizzas are a staple to the North Dakota way of life. And you can't go wrong with the crust, soft and fluffy to the eye, yet crispy and crunchy to the bite. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Snag one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.